You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This that sorry, I can't fake shit. Yes, we cocky, can you blame us? This that turn around and baby, make it drop on me right now. Make it move, shake like it quake it. Run that quick without the patience. Make these baddies want relations. Can't escape it, got the fragrance. Gold all in my teeth, yes, I'm with my G's. And I heard that money calling, so we want our Reese's Pieces. Baby, please, let the homies feast. Baby, shake them cheeks. Yeah, I heard the money calling, so we want our Reese's Pieces.
Pre-roll, top, I don't give up.
Need a cougar, need a future, need a Uber to the spot. There ain't nothing you can copy, cause we learned it on the block. This, that, sorry, I can't fake shit in my veins and in your face. Know you hate it, but we love it. Made a home where we displace. Beat go bang that boom, bye bye. Oh my god, might lose my mind. I can't fake shit, I won't lie. Only real ones by my side, yeah. Gold all in my teeth, yes, I'm with my G's. And I heard that money calling, so we went out. Baby, please, let the homies feast. Baby, shake them cheeks. Yeah, I heard that money calling, so we want our Reese's Pieces.
Pre-roll.
Jess B with Can't Fake It. Morena, Jess, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, it's nice to chat with you. You've been busy as. We've got a brand new song out from you called Moment. You're heading off to play some shows with your friend Goldfang, and it looks like you've had a very productive time in the studio over the last couple of months. What's been happening?
Yeah, I guess I've been busy. It's actually nice to be home for a bit. I was over in the States for South by Southwest earlier in the year. And I so was hanging around over there for a little while, and I just got back from Oz yesterday.
Oh man, busy time. How was South by Southwest? It looked like a very full-on, very exciting experience for everyone who went over.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It's truly like an introvert's worst nightmare. It's like if you can just imagine thousands and thousands and thousands of people all like there for the same reasons and like networking. It was just like a never-ending sea of conversations and meeting people. But I mean, I am extremely extroverted, so luckily I made it through okay. But I, at the end of the week, like, there was just, I met so many people, but it's kind of part of the job. Like, you have to go over and do these things and put yourself in those places. So yeah, I had the best time. I met some great people. Oh, saw some great awesome. Music, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was my first time in Texas, so.
Yeah, it's quite an incredible, like, it feels like a sort of, almost like a fantasy music world where just for a week there's no sleeping and lots of sounds all the time and you're running into all sorts of people and you're in the desert, sort of, too. You're in the middle
the absolute best description I've ever heard. That's exactly what it was.
I was going to say, though, I feel like you would survive quite well in an environment like that, Jess. It feels like you thrive when you're bouncing around with other people and sharing ideas and kind of hearing how other people have been making stuff. Who have you been bouncing your current ideas off with, particularly for the new single and the music you've been working on in the last wee while? Who's been your crew that you've been, I guess, exploring ideas with?
Well, I guess, like, musically, like, I've just kind of, like, over like, the last few years with COVID, I've been sort of, like, developing a new sound with the producers that I worked with in Amsterdam. So most of the album was actually made over there with them. And then I kind of like to just keep my my ideas close to home. I guess I have, like, people that I trust, like, obviously, like, Half Queen is like someone who's always been there through my music journey, so she's someone that I definitely like lean on creatively, you know, like to get her opinion, but also sometimes you don't want too many cooks in the kitchen, you know, like because music is so subjective, it's like one person I play a song to and ask an opinion of will give me one thing and I'll be like, oh yeah, you're absolutely right, and then the next person will say the opposite thing.
Yeah,
so I guess I just have to go between like taking on opinions and really listening to what people suggest, and also just doing the thing that I want to do, which is actually a real juggle, but
yeah,
I always appreciate people's help along the way.
Totally. It feels like you've got to be staunch in what you're also interested in for yourself so that you don't get too buffeted around by other people's interests and things. But you're very good at being staunch in what you are writing about and experimenting with sonically. There's a brilliant music video as well. The visuals are always quite a big part of your creative process too. Jess, tell us about making the video for Moment, and maybe how would you describe the world of it for people who haven't checked it out yet?
So this music video was filmed in the beautiful neck of the woods. we just wanted to, this was filmed, directed by Connie Cash, who have done, I think it's the fourth music video of mine that they've done over the last couple of years. So it's always nice to work, you know, with the same people.
Mm.
And this music video, we wanted to take the idea of a moment quite literally. And so initially the idea for the video was actually to have one take video where it was kind of like set inside a moment where like there's a thousand things going on at once, but obviously we were slightly limited by budget, so it kind of evolved and developed into something that still plays on that idea. So I'm like in the club and like I see someone across the room, and it's kind of just about the moment in the lead up to that moment. There's some amazing choreography, there's some great dancers, it was funny though, because obviously it's like getting numbers for music videos is actually really hard, and like the more music videos I do, the harder it is to get people, which seems because like all my friends are like we're in like the first ones, and then they're like, you know, oh, we've done it, like we've been in your music video before, like you can't just keep asking us all the time. So it was actually really hard to get numbers, so it kind of turned in like from a club scene vibe, which would be like 100 people, to more of like a kick-ons vibe.
That's cool.
So there's like a healthy number of people there, but it's not jam-packed, so you can actually kind of see what's going on.
I like that though. I think that really suits the track, and it also kind of has that really late night energy, as you say. The kick-ons vibe is a big energy in the track, and I think it suits it, and I think it's a cool song to kind of kick a new era off a little bit, because it looks like you've been, you know, as you were saying, exploring these new ideas with the crew you've been working with in Amsterdam, but also bringing you know, some of this international travel that you've been doing over the last couple of years into the sound of what you've been playing with. Jess, what's next for you after this?
Well, first of all, thanks for that description. That really means a lot, because I put a lot of thought and time into like everything with my music, so it's nice to feel like it's actually somewhat recognizable. I now in album rollout mode.
Mm.
There's always just a lot of moving parts. Like I'm completely independent at the moment, so everything I'm doing is kind of my decision, or you know, with the people that I work closely with. So I'm kind of just like finding my feet with it all and figuring out what the best kind of plan moving forward is. But yeah, all the music's pretty much done. So I'm just trying to stay consistent, and yeah, it's in season now, I guess.
Yeah, it's exciting. And you've got some exciting shows on the horizon too with Gold Fang. Who is Gold Fang for people who aren't familiar with his work?
So Gold Fang is a great friend of mine. He's an artist that I met in Sydney. He lives in Sydney, but he has Trinidadian roots. So he makes music that feels like it lines up really nicely with mine. He makes reggae and dancehall music. So I'm a huge fan, and I'm really excited to go on tour with him. I think it's a good matchup to get him over here doing shows in Aotearoa, but also for me going over to Australia and getting amongst the scene over there. So it felt like a really good match. I'm really excited for the shows.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And such a nice thing to do it with a friend, as you say, you know, introduce each other to your respective environments. It's a nice way to, you know, bring your mates along and also get to go on a tour in places you might not otherwise get to experience in the same way. For people in Aotearoa who want to catch you both playing, here in Tāmaki you're going to be playing on Saturday the 1st of July at Whammy Bar. There are tickets for sale now on Under the Radar. You can go grab those, and also Valhalla in Wellington on the 30th of June for anyone who happens to be tuned in from down there. Jess, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We're going to play Moment now, and we'll catch you at Whammy Bar in a couple of weeks.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
See you later.
See ya.
You got my attention. Can feel the walls closing in around us. Can feel the storm coming, rain on my lust. Don't know myself, so tell me who do I trust. I feel the rush, but I gotta hold back from my love. Is this real or is this just another? Ain't no way to be sure. I done my dirt before, I knew. Move like a tango. Shampoo and no control. What I know? What the fuck do I know? I think I know. We just in it for the moment, baby. Slow dance when we feels like romance, but we can't stay here. We just in it for the moment that it flowing. Think you know what I know? We can't stay here. We just in it for the. Some things you never really plan for. I got an itch, got a scratch for adventure. One look at you and it's yes sir. Yeah, baby, gon' hit me with the pressure. And that booty too big for a manger. Made me feel like a dancer. I'll move for you with your hands up. Ain't no way to be sure. I done my dirt before, I know. Move like a tango. Put shampoo and no control. What I know? What the fuck do I know? I think I know. We is in it for the moment. Baby, slow dance when it feels like romance, but we can't stay here. We just in it for the moment that it flowing. Think you know it, I know we can't stay here. We just in it for the.
Jess B with Moment, that's a new track from Jess. She is heading off on tour with Goldfang from Sydney, going to be playing over in Sydney as well. So if you have mates over that way, tell them to get along. But the 1st of July at Whammy Bar, stick it in your calendar, grab a ticket from Under the Radar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.